I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We live in a culture that tells us our value lies in what we can produce. It's not just ours, but it's kind of how the world works. We value people based on what they produce, what they make, how high they climb a corporate ladder, how much power and influence they have. And it's all because, in some sense, we're all addicted to the grind. Especially when you're working 8 and 10 hours, and you have to work and work, and you have no time for play, you have no time for refreshment. We live in a culture that tells us to overwork oneself is a virtue. Man, it's hard to live out there. It's hard to live in a place that tells us our value rests in what we can make for others. That's what we swim in. That's the world we live in, and we participate in it, and we ourselves are producers, and we value people based on what they can give us, and we are all caught up in this massive scheme. But right now, what is needed most in this world of noise is some way to find quiet, to find rest, to find an opportunity to let our tired bodies be restored and be made whole and new. I wish I learned this lesson earlier in my life, especially in my ministry, that one's value is not related to how much or how hard you work. And in a world like ours, where we are continuing to descend into a world in which we value people less and less, what is needed most is people like you and me taking a moment to pause, to recollect, and to be restored so that we might be able to go out and do some good. See, that's what Mary knew better than most. She showed up, Jesus showed up to her sister's house, and she knew as soon as he entered that there should be nothing else that she should be doing other than sitting there. Something within her stirred and drew her towards that man's feet. There she sat, receiving wisdom after wisdom. But then that other voice came. "Do you not see that I have all this to do, Jesus? Tell her to help me out." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." She understood right in that moment that when we are encountering beauty and goodness and love made real, what we shouldn't be doing is making preparations. What we should be doing is sitting silently, listening, feeling love, receiving warmth, receiving affirmation, receiving goodness, receiving mercy, all those things that come from Jesus Christ, if only we would sit. I wonder what Mary sensed, what Martha didn't. What did Mary know about Jesus, or what did she feel that called her to sit immediately at his feet? Maybe she picked up on what Paul had to say to us this morning. "Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell." Into Martha's house walked God in flesh. Into Martha's house walked the one who hung the stars. Into Martha's house walked the one who called forth creation. Into their house came the very fullness of God, which is to say the totality of who and what God is, came to that house and filled it. That's what Mary grasped that Martha didn't. That when you are visited by such magnanimous goodness, The only thing to do is to stop and to be thankful. Into her house, through her door, stepped God, and Mary knew that her time had come to sit and receive restoration, healing, wisdom, what have you. Mary's life calls out to us to be a people who learn to move slower through the world. To be a people who find out how to cultivate peace within and without. This is a call for us to be a people of invitation, where we are constantly finding the brokenhearted and the battered of the world and bringing them here so they too can sit at the feet of Jesus and receive affirmation like they've never had before. You are a beloved child of God, beautiful to behold. Mary calls out to us across time and space to be people who nurture the broken, to create space of rest and refreshment so that every single person knows how unbelievably beautiful they are. Maybe you need some of that today. Maybe you're here not to figure out how to help others, but to just get what you need. So let me tell you what I would tell anybody else. You are a beloved child of God, beautiful to behold. In the imperfections that you think define you, God doesn't care. For all the things that you might have done in the past, God doesn't care. For the brokenness that you might even create in the future, God doesn't care. Remembering that we are human, all too human. Right now, all that God cares about is if you are willing to slow down and stop and listen and be, to meet Jesus in a holy place like this, or at your favorite chair at home. To be a people who continue to cultivate this oasis of love in a desert of hatred. That's our call, to go out there and invite people to come in and rest. It's our call to cultivate that restfulness within ourselves if we are a little too broken to invite others. But if our mission statement is to be made true, that this is an oasis of love, then what I think is asked of us this morning is to be a people who do everything we can to bring others into this oasis of love, remembering that the best things we have here are not for us, but for everybody else out there. Our call is to let people know that there still is beauty and goodness and hope in a world, this world. To let them know that there are people who still operate with love as their fuel and not hatred. To let them know that they are loved beyond measure and welcome in the kingdom of God. That is our call. The work that we are called to do is a strange work indeed. To rest ourselves, but also to invite others to rest. My friends, what an incredible blessing it is to be invited into this sacred mystery where ordinary people like you and me get to change the world. What a blessing. How phenomenally cool that you are asked and invited to sit at the feet of Jesus and then take that peace out and help others. I can't think of any better way to spend one's life than to invite people to sit at the feet of Jesus like Mary and know that they are loved. If we can all commit to doing that, then this place really will be transformed. And we could go anywhere and everywhere outside in Washington and see the kingdom of God at work. But only if people like you and me share it. Amen.